We're moving to the building.
So, we're going to read excerpt number 46 in Building the Future Society. This is from Peace in the World. In our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conduct in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over.
Questions?
In this lesson of the last generation, he speaks about the benefit of the world.
He's talking about the last generation begins from where the world begins to be as one unit, as one system. We can see that throughout the 20th century, moreover, in the 21st century, we have come to a state in which truly the whole world is codependent. It's dependent on one another. This dependency, which is obligatory, it's felt as very bad. Whatever they want to, they're done, is done with us. All those people of the elite and riches are controlling things. It's all, the world is in such a way. That's why it's called the last generation, where the world is progressing towards one mechanism. And now we're coming to that bad mechanism. Now we have the possibility to correct it to good, because it's being revealed as bad. It's being revealed as all the sides are connected in a bad way, that they're managing the world to our harm, and also to themselves as well. And it even comes to a point where they can't even control themselves anymore. And now there's a problem with the world currency, where things could explode, where it can come to a state where whatnot, and more things. So therefore, this is the time that is called the last generation. At last, the system, after thousands of years of development, has come to a state in which everyone is dependent on everyone. And then there's a new problem. How we correct ourselves, because we are finding ourselves coming into a state that is more and more intolerable, where our ego is becoming so global, it's just not letting us have hope and anything. That's it. That's the situation. That's our generation. Yes.
If we, through our effort to connect in the 10, if we're supposed to take it into consideration in every effort as a goal,
if we understand that, feel it, if we accept it seriously, and our role that's in this and how dependent we are on this, then we have to, as fast as possible, correct ourselves in the 10 in order for us, from our 10, influence the whole world. And there is no problem at all to do this, because they are very weak relative to us. They have no ability to influence anything except for artificial systems that that they built for themselves. Yeah, the monetary system, which is truly has no realism whatsoever. The industry, which 90% of it is creating things that are not necessary, and so on and so forth. If we were to influence them, bestow to them some light from our correction, it will make immense changes. That's what we need to believe in and try to do from within the 10. Yes.
Can we, as a 10, correct something at all if we don't take this general 10 into consideration?
I didn't understand.
We, with our efforts here in the 10, in my 10,
yes,
can we perform any act of correction without aiming for the general correction?
No, you need to take that. You need to know what's happening in the world somewhat in general as we speak, and to incorporate their state in your prayer. We must. Yes. You can't correct yourself in order to what? For it to be good for you? So it'll be good for the Creator. The Creator doesn't need anything good. So it'll be good for you and your 10 good. That's egoistic. Only towards the world you need to do the corrections. You don't have anything else towards which to do good. You're not doing any corrections or benefits or favors to the Creator. You have to correct the world, and that will be the kli in which the Creator will fill and delight in. Why? Because that kli is called the goof of the Pertzuf, and here just a rosh. You need to arrange that meeting between the Creator, the light, and the desire, the body of the Pertzuf, the goof of the Pertzuf, where the light fills the desire, and you in between, in the middle, are just the rosh. A transition. That's all our role is. Therefore, not to think about the world, not to be involved with the world, it won't go. So what is the world for? Yes, Dudi.
Can we ask about antisemitism?
Mm-hmm.
We see that the image is reversed. It's more dangerous to be a Jew outside of Israel. Why is it so?
Because you can't protect yourself. You can't protect yourself. So what?
I'm trying to ask this. If the heart of the people of Israel that's living in the state of Israel, they are the main people we want to get to, then why are Jews outside of Israel suffering more, and it is more dangerous to them, and they are more afraid? And here there is more and more complacency.
Those are the two forms of caring in Jews. Even when they're amongst haters, they don't feel themselves in danger. And those who are outside of the haters, who are seemingly beyond that area, are not only in a state where they're complacent, but they also don't want to hear or to accept any form that has to do with other Jews. We can see this. We saw this also in the Holocaust. In the Holocaust, we saw this. How many Jews that were in all the different places in the world, American Jews, didn't want to receive Jews from Europe. They sent them back to Auschwitz. You need new examples for that? You have examples from the past. A ship comes to America with refugees. The Jews didn't want to receive them. The Jews didn't want to receive them. They sent them back to Germany and directly to the death camps. What can we even talk about here? Do you think something has changed since? And the Jews here, that were, let's say we're not in Germany, but I'm sorry, not in America, but in Israel, so what? For us to care for those who are there? Just like back then, the Jews in America didn't care for the European Jews, that's how we won't care for the Jews of the world. We won't. It's like, there is, what can you do? I don't think that you will see an audience here that is concerned with what's happening in Europe or in America with the Jews. Nope. They'll say to you, it's bad for them there, let them come here. Like that, in such a way. Let them come here. At least that, let them say. The Americans back then didn't even want to accept them. They didn't want to receive them.
Should they come here? Because this is what people say. The Jews in Israel don't care about what's happening in the world.
Just as in the beginning of the Nazi regime, all the Nazis, including Hitler, were connected, pretty connected, with the forefathers of Zionism, and there was no problem in accepting all the Jews from Europe and to send them to Israel. Germany could have done that. Moreover, they would invest money, they would promise each and everyone support in settling in Israel. And the Jews didn't want to do that. How will they leave Germany, the glory of all of humanity, to replace it with that Palestine place? And that's how they remained. And then, because of that, the whole attitude of the Germans switched to become anti-Semites. You can do here some whatever spins you want in philosophy and psychology here, but I'm telling you that that's exactly the direction from above. The moment the Jews didn't want to leave Europe and to come to the land of Israel, it was even before the pogroms in Germany and all that, there was a certain connection between the Nazi movements in the beginning and the Zionistic movements. And then it inverted. From the heavens it inverted. In such a way that you saw what happened. They began to understand. The Germans began to understand. Hitler began to understand that all these things, first of all, are connected to the Jews. As he writes in his book, that it's all connected to the Jews, that the Jews are brewing all these problems through which all the bad in the world comes from. And there's no choice, that in order to rule the world, we need to destroy the Jews. Then they began to play a completely different tune. From where? Of course, from above. They won't receive it this way, then they'll receive it that way. You're asking what will be? Learn from what was.
Part of the correction, should all the Jews gather in Israel physically?
I think so, but not necessarily. Because the whole correction, the general correction has to come to the world. The final, the finite one. So therefore, we need to care for the connection. For connection, we're not talking now about running away from one place to another. We're talking about how we come, all of us, to connection. And then, well, it depends when. It depends in what way, and depends in what pace we will come to the connection. Accordingly, we may not have to run away from all the other worlds to the land of Israel. But certainly this will be the safe haven. If this nation understands eventually that it has to be like Israel should be, connected direct to the Creator, Yashalkel. And if not, no one assures to you that this won't be a place where it's the same or even worse. That's how it is. That's why the Holocaust Day is a sign, a very relevant sign. Okay? Yes?
Another question. You said that connection in the tent. I want to ask about connection in the tent and dissemination. How does it work? Connection in the tent, is it 100% correct? Or does dissemination complement it? Or does it, in the end, create connection in the tent? What's the relation between them?
These are relations like internality and externality, where internality is the connection in the ten, and externality is the state of the world, the whole world, where by us connecting ourselves in the ten, we want through us for the upper light to influence the whole world completely, from degree to degree, such that it will truly be for the nations and the most distant layers from us, but where everyone will know that this is the goal of the connection of the world, is the general purpose. And by this we give room for the upper force to be revealed in us and fill us, as it's written in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Yes, Chaim. Rav, about what you were explaining earlier about the Nazis and the forefathers of Zionism, I came down from the translation booth just to add to what you said, because there's things that most of us are not accustomed to hear. It's like we don't want to hear. Yeah, we don't want to hear. So simply, I wanted to add to that a few details, if possible. It's best if you send it to us and we read it here, because these are very important things. Okay? But for the time being, say. Okay. When the Nazi rule rose, the one who was responsible for the office or the matters of Jews was named Leopold von Mittelstein, and he tried with all his might to strengthen the Zionistic bodies in Germany and to weaken the bodies that were calling for the intermingling of Jews in Germany. He traveled together with his second in command, who was Adolf Eichmann. He came here to Palestine for a month. He was his second. And he came from here and he wrote very positive articles in the Nazi newspapers about what's happening here, that it's, what's happening here is good for the Jews and good for the world. Eichmann went back to Germany. He remained here for 6 months and became a very enthusiastic supporter of Zionism. From here, the Third Reich, the Nazi regime, made a special medal. On one hand, it was a swastika. On the other hand, a Magen David to celebrate the collaboration between Zionism and the Nazi regime. And they tried with all their might to immigrate Jews, including financial organization that helped to immigrate Jews to Palestine without them losing anything, and for them to have the comfort that they had in Germany. Afterwards, he came back to Germany, continued to operate from there, participated in the 19th Zionistic Congress, as a representative of the Reich in the Zionistic Congress. There were stories that he could hear Hebrew songs in his office, but he didn't succeed because the Jews from Germany did not immigrate to Israel. They came only with very few numbers, and he was moved from his role, and then Eichmann was put as the responsible for the Austrian Jews and someone else, and then we know the next. That was a gradual deterioration. We know what happened there slowly. We knew that the Jews couldn't take upon themselves that role. Chaim, send those materials to us. The Jews didn't want to take upon themselves that task. The historic necessary role, and therefore their attitude towards Jews truly inverted. It flipped. It's a problem that we don't want to talk about so much, but that's what happened. What can you say here? I don't want to add, but I don't want to say that history is repeating itself. Okay?
No, Terence, ma.
Well, Terence, what?
I have on my Facebook page, there's an anti-Semite. There's an anti-Semite who, while I teach, he comes and starts.
He's starting to study? No?
He's not learning, but he stays throughout the lesson in order to tell all the Africans that they shouldn't study the wisdom of Kabbalah. That it's a Jewish propaganda.
Et c'est quelqu'un, c'est un antisémite gilet jaune que ça fait longtemps que il vient chaque fois frapper.
He's an antisemite who comes every time to resist. But he stays throughout the lesson.
And he's not influenced by the lesson.
Tout ce dont j'explique la sagesse de la Kabbale, il écoute, mais il vient avec ses critiques.
He stays, he listens to everything I explain about the wisdom of Kabbalah, but he still remains with his criticism.
That's interesting. What will come out of him?
Je ne veux pas l'enlever de la page. Je ne veux pas l'effacer de la page.
I don't want to remove him, to ban him from the Facebook page.
But is he bothering the others or not?
Others are not excited by him.
Then leave him. What's the problem? Leave him. It could be that he will change.
Je lui ai déjà expliqué d'où vient l'antisémitisme, mais à chaque fois il revient.
Because I feel like he wants something. I told him where antisemitism comes from.
You give them homework that they need to learn something and to give answers to it. Or to write something, some little essay or some kind of answer of sorts. And that will obligate him to study, to work. Let's say to write a summary of an article of Bar Sulam or something like that. And then you will see, you'll get him into it.
I see that he continues, he asks me questions, he even sends me private messages. And every time I tell him something, he takes what I tell him and starts twisting it.
Okay, let him spin it. What can you do? That's in order for these things, these people to hear it, they have to be spinned. It's like through the religions, through all this big lie, the truth is revealed only out of lie. There's nothing you can do about it. the truth shall stem out of the light. Okay, friends, so no matter what, yes, well.
When I learned in campus, everything was beautiful until there was a lesson about the role of the Jewish people. And there I felt like suddenly they snuck in something that I wasn't, that was uncandid. And I was really angry until I realized that there is a role, and today I sympathize with it. But where does this resistance come from?
First of all, that resistance stems from you not wanting to recognize your commitment, your obligation. I don't want it to belong to me, to learn something, to philosophy or something good, that yes. But first of all, when it awakens in me something that is negative, which obligates me, which concerns me, which maybe I might receive blows because, or threats because of it, I don't want that. It's a God bless, a good egoistic, a healthy egoistic response. And what do we need? Yes, please.
We have a report from the Valparaiso group about the preparation for the congresses.
Please.
Hola, querido rap, queridos amigos. Estamos muy, muy contentos.
Hello, dear love, friends. We're very happy that we have this chance to speak to you and really express our great yearning for the congresses in Mexico, New York. Our 10 went through many states, and this lesson was very internal, an awakening from the heart together with all the friends. We're connected here with southern and northern Chile. In the last few months, there were several friends from Chile who were supposed to come to Mexico, and now we are already 17 friends who will go to Mexico to the Congress. Our heart will be there, and all of Latin America is going through an amazing situation, and we feel the commitment, the obligation to feel that state, this avut, and take it not only to the Congress in Mexico, but also to all our friends in Latin America so we can achieve a new degree together. You're all invited to Valparaiso, those who are hearing the message. And there's a mirror Congress for the friends staying here. So friends, let's demand of the Creator together and attain the goal. L'chaim. Continuing of this amazing lesson, we all have a chance to bestow and distribute the new paper that was printed yesterday. The friends did a great job. The paper is already all over Israel, and here in Petah Tikva we also have. And friends are waiting for you right at the entry to the building to give you papers so you can distribute them.
This is very beneficial, very important. It's worthwhile for each and everyone, because for this, you're definitely meriting more and more kind of at the expense of your spiritual calculation. Okay, and more?
And that's it. We thank our viewers on TV and have a good day. Together in the academia, toward opening the seventh semester of the bachelor's degree, we're delighted to invite you to an academic happening. Friday, 10 a.m. at 12 Nevatim Street. Come discover how to do your bachelor's degree quickly and joyfully together. Intercourse in Kabbalah. The Kabbalah campus is delighted to invite you to an intro lecture toward opening a new course in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The lectures will take place all over Israel. For details, go to kab.co.il or 1-700-509-2019. Admission, 30 shekels. And now, a song. And have a good day and great night.
שמחה זה לפרוץ את כל הגבולות שמחה שמחה בדרך אליו שמחה זה הקשר בינך לבינו שמחה זה אתה עושה רצונו שמחה שמחה בדרך אליו אז בואו ונרים את השמיים האהבה היא לנו כנפיים רק לרצות ולבקש שתחדור ללב כמו אש אז בואו ונרים את השמיים האהבה היא לנו כנפיים רק לרצות ולבקש שתחדור ללב כמו אש שמחה זו הרגשת האחד שמחה זה להיות באור המיוחד שמחה, שמחה בדרך אליו אז בואו ונרים את השמיים אהבה היא לנו כנפיים רק לרצות ולבקש שתחדור ללב כמו אש אז בואו ונרים את השמיים אהבה היא לנו כנפיים רק לרצות ולבקש שתחדור ללב כמו אש לרצות ולבקש שתחדור ללב כמו אש אז בואו ונרים את השמיים האהבה היא לנו כנפיים רק לרצות ולבקש